Fook and Lindsay on Alt 101.9. And during the turn up, Alicia texted us. Let me read this again here. She is talking about the eclipse, and she says she will not be watching it because she's Navajo, so she can't be outside for the eclipse. No eating, sleeping, or singing. And Alicia is here to explain more. What is going on with that cultural tradition?
Well, so the eclipse is like the sun and the moon. They're like their own spiritual being, and so in a way, we're giving respect to the sun and the moon in their intimate moment. And some people say the sun dies and it's reborn during the eclipse. Ah. And so in the Navajo tradition, it's just our way of giving respect to that energy and that spiritual being.
Oh, it's like, it's like if your neighbors are having sex and they don't realize their bay window is open.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, no, that's right. She says they're giving the sun and the moon their moment.
Yes, but she said birth and death. So, but of course you somehow...
Is the procreation completely separate from all this?
That's interesting you say that, because we are not even allowed to have sex during an eclipse. And pregnant women are not even allowed to look at the eclipse, because in some way that's you taking from that energy and that ceremonial what the sun and the moon are doing. So you're like the newborn will actually in some way be harmed in it, could change their mind in their spiritual way of their being.
Yeah, you can't look at the treasure chest that Indiana Jones, you remember that final scene of Raiders?
Yeah,
no, I totally get that. Yes, you cannot witness the, you know, a version of the Big Bang.
That's beautiful, I think.
So we're not allowed to eat or drink water, or so we go inside. And actually, down in Arizona, there'll be, I think, somewhere in Arizona, they're going to be in line with the eclipse. So they're actually shutting monuments down, and ceremonial sites will not allow people to come in with telescopes and stuff like that right now.
Alicia, does it kind of piss you off? Like, would you like to see it?
No. I mean, I grew up I'm very into who I am and where I come from, and I'm 100% Navajo, so there's things that I can't do. It's the way I was brought up, and I'm trying to be my culture, because the Navajo Nation, our culture is dying, so I'm doing the best I can to keep those ceremonies and my background going.
Right on.
Nice.
Right on. Well, hey, we appreciate the knowledge. Thank you, Alicia. Yeah, I had no idea.
I didn't either. Thank you very much for sharing.
Yeah, no problem. Love you guys.
It's so much more of a satisfying explanation than the people in Kentucky who support coal going, damn, that ding-dang sun, the stupid solar energy, I just don't like it.
I don't like it.
That's why I ain't going to watch
no
eclipse.
And it's not reliable either, because the eclipse happens. The eclipse.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, a lot more like soul-satisfying than sitting in 4 hours of traffic to get to Idaho Falls, in which you return with, like, you know, a poor selfie with the eclipse, but a bumper sticker that says, I saw eclipse,
right.
Idaho.
But we have to, I mean, it's sort of like, I bet we could learn a lot from the Navajo about just giving each other some space and not being all up in each other's business. But that's kind of how we are in the first place right now. Like, we totally want a Facebook and Instagram and all of the stuff on everything.
Wow, you took something away from that I didn't think anyone would take away from that. But that's okay.
Really?
Lindsay. Yeah, sure. Oh. Yeah.
All right. Okay.